Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue in our message from yesterday, talking about our Heavenly Father, how He is the Almighty. He controls everything and everybody. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 40. Hallelujah. Starting in verse 10. Behold, your father will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who had measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out the heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? He took a drop of water and measured all the water that he wanted to be on the earth to a drop of water. He took a piece of dust and measured all the dirt that he wanted to be in the mountains to a piece of dust. He's got everything under control. He knows everything. And he can surely work out your life. He can surely bring you into purpose and destiny. All you have to do is turn your flesh over to him, allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua. And he'll bring you into purpose and destiny. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You just can't take a promise out of the promise box and claim it unless he has access to every part of your life. You can try to rebuke him and rebuke him, but he's not going to go until he's finished in the area of your life that he wants to work on. You can rebuke the devil, and he's got to go. You submit to the Father and resist Satan, and he's got to flee. But the Father ain't going to go until he's finished. Sometimes you think it's the enemy working on you, but it's our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. In verse 15, I'm sorry, 13. Who had directed his spirit or being his counselor? Who taught him? Nobody taught him. We all were taught by somebody, but nobody taught him. He was from everlasting. He is from everlasting. With whom did he took counsel, and who instructed him and taught him the paths of judgment and taught him knowledge and showed to him the way of understanding? Nobody. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he take up the eyes as a very little thing. When he opened up the Red Sea, he blew out of his nostrils. Imagine if he took a deep breath and blew out. Oh man, there goes a continent. He's just so powerful. And the nations are as a drop in a bucket to him. So what are you worried about? The only thing you should be concerned about is you haven't turned something over to him. If he's trying to work out something in your life and you're holding on to it, then you have a problem. Because he's going to keep working until you keep saying no, and then he'll just go to somebody else. And you're the one who's in trouble. But you're not going to get blessed until you turn everything over to him. Hallelujah. And I have a message on my website about wine as a mocker. And I bring it up on various broadcasts because a lot of people are fooled by that. The word wine in the Old and New Testament is the same word for intoxicated, you're fermented or unfermented. You have to see the context of how it's being used to see what the Father's trying to talk about. But Noah got drunk on fermented wine. Hallelujah. But the grapes were called wine when they're still in the trees. It's unfermented. The Bible says little children are crying out for wine, that's grape juice, unfermented. So what happened is they would squeeze the grapes, boil the juice, make it into a gel, put it into new wineskins, and when you want to drink, they squeeze the wineskin and add water. And that's what Yeshua did on the wedding feast of Cana. He made the gel and said, now you pour out the wine, pour out the water, you see? He wasn't going to, those weddings last for 3 or 4 days, and he wasn't going to give them intoxicated wine to make them more drunk. Everything that Yeshua did, he did to raise people up from where they were, to enhance their life, not to pull it down. And wine will destroy brain cells. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that the priest could not go into the Holy of Holies and drink wine. They cannot go in there. And we have the Spirit of the Father inside of us constantly. And we're a royal priesthood, a chosen generation of royal priesthood. So important. Bible says wine is a mocker, not how much you drink. It's just important. You have to deal with the Father about this. You've heard it. Now you have to deal with him about it. You have to research it in the Word and talk to him about it, because it could interfere with your walk with him. Especially as a minister, you need to hear from the Father to minister to the people, and the wine fermented will interfere with that relationship, the communication. Hallelujah. But you see how powerful he is. That the nations are like a drop of, in a bucket to him. Hallelujah. He's just so powerful. Go with me to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. And make sure you're careful about that doctrine about the kingdom now, where we Christians are going to make a kingdom to enhance Yeshua coming back. We're going to create a kingdom here on the earth so Yeshua can't come back. That's a bunch of demonic lies. We need to humble ourselves before the Father, and He'll raise us up. We need to be humble before Him. That's a humanistic attitude. Name it and claim it. You know, it's just lifting up self. But we're solely dependent upon Him. Paul said, "In Him I both move and breathe and have my being." Be careful. Be humble before Him. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53, the last verse. Verse 12, "Therefore I will divide him." This is Yahweh talking about Yeshua. "I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he had poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and bare the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." So he's going to divide the spoils. And the very next verse in Isaiah 54, sing. You can sing because he's ready to divide the spoils. Hallelujah. "Sing, O barren, thou that is not bare, break forth into singing and cry aloud. Thou that did not prevail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife," said the Father. "Enlarge the place of your tent." Why? Because he's got everything under control. He's the Almighty. And if you give everything to him, he'll pour back to you and divide the spoils. "Enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. People will do that for you. Let them. Spare not, let the night cords and strengthen thy stakes. For you shall, not if, you shall break forth on the right hand and on the left, and your seed shall inherit the sinners and make the desolate cities to be established. Fear not, for you shall not be ashamed," because he's got everything under control. "Neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth." Stop looking back. You've already crossed the Red Sea. Stop looking back. You're in your promised land. "And you will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore, for your Maker is your husband. He's your Father. He's your Redeemer, the Holy One. He's the Father of the whole earth." See, he's got it all under control. He actually says in verse 13, Isaiah 54, "All your children shall be taught of him, and great shall be the peace of your children because of him. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression. For you shall not fear." If you don't want to be oppressed, don't be afraid. "And from terror, for it shall not come near you. They shall gather together against you, but not by me. And whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall for your sake." I created the waster. The devil is a created waster. The Father has created him. Verse 17, "As a result, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is your heritage, because you're my servants," he says. Chapter 55, verse 1. "If you're thirsty, come to the waters. If you don't have any money, if you're hungry and thirsty, just come to me." See, some of you you think you need money. You need him. He can have somebody give you a house. You don't need money for a house. He can have somebody give it to you. You need him. He's the Almighty. He can move on anybody's heart to bless you. Hallelujah. Let's go to Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio or just listen and greet me in prayer. Father, I ask you to touch the people out there right now. Father, I ask you to set them free. Deliver them, Father. Heal. Give them a miracle, Father, as you turn everything over to you. Because you're the daddy, in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Want to hear some more about a ministry? Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. I have a website, henrywalker.org, www.henrywalker.org. About 250 prophetic messages. Click on messages. I've also written three books. One is called Seasons. Talks about each feast day has been fulfilled in Yeshua or will be fulfilled by him. And my second book I've written is called Noon, which talks about the Father's calendar. We need to base our spiritual walk on His calendar. Hallelujah. And what He did on those months of the year, according to His calendar, He wants to repeat in those months. And you can see when each month begins and ends on His calendar compared to the Gregorian calendar by going to my biblical calendar page. And you see it up to the year 2020. And you see when each feast day begins up to the year 2020. And at certain hours of the day that the Father mentions in the Word that He wants to repeat the blessings He did. I need to know those hours, and it's revealed in this book. You have to remember the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. according to the Father. And so He talks about the third hour of the day, the sixth hour of the day, the seventh hour of the day. It's all in that book. It tells you how to expect those miracles on those days. Hallelujah. And there's a certain hour of the day that His healing anointing flows more than any other hour. You need to know that hour. He can bless at any time, but there's a certain hour that He did things in a word He wants to repeat in your life. Hallelujah. And my third book is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. And you can get these books by just calling me. My wife and I want to get these books to you at cost, which is $5. We're not trying to make any money. We just want to get these books to you. And if you have no money, we'll send the books to you free. Hallelujah. And again, you can call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677, or you can email me at henrywalker.org, click on contact and email me. I just want to get these books to you, help you and strengthen you in these last days. And if you live in the Bahamas, I have many Bahamian friends in the Bahamas, and if you want me to pray with you, just send me an email on, go to henrywalker.org, click on contact, send me an email with your name and phone number. I'd be glad to pray with you. The only thing it requires is that you have turned your flesh over to the Father, allow Him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua, and I'll be so happy to pray for you because there'll be nothing in your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And remember, I broadcast on 7:15 in the morning and 7:50 at night, so if you miss it, you can catch it on one of those other times. And also, if you want to go back to a prior message, just go to WCNO.com and click on demand and go back. We just want to help you to be more equipped in these last days and to really bless you. I mean, the Father took so many small things because He's Almighty and did some great things. The rod that Moses had, He anointed that rod and opened up the Red Sea. He took one stone in David's hand and David threw it and it killed Goliath. Hallelujah. He killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of an ass with Samson. Hallelujah. There's so much that He could do with just so little. He wants to prove Himself to you, not that He has to. He wants to prove how almighty He is. He just wants all of you. Surrender everything to Him. Don't hold anything back. He wants all of you. And watch Him pour out like a waterfall of refreshing on your life. And some of you go into so many things, and you look at the people, look at the man, but you're out of balance. You need to go to Him. He may use somebody to help you, but go to your daddy. The whole world is about your daddy. Daddy wants to do tremendous things for you as you just turn everything over to Him. He wants us to be conformed to the image of Yeshua. That's His main purpose. So do that. Cooperate with Him today. Turn everything over to Him because He wants to really bless you. And that's the answer you need today. Some of you just turned into this broadcast. You never heard it before, but that's the message. Turn everything over to Him and He'll just move for you. No matter what it looks like now or what happened in the past, He wants to bless you, and he can turn it all around like it never happened. He can make the mistake, the problem, like it never happened. Remember, till next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is He that's in you than he is in the world. But before I go, just remember my phone number, 772-801-3677.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org. Or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter.